You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Disaster on the road.
Why would you say that?
Why would I? What? Disaster on the road?
Yeah.
Have you heard this podcast?
I've actually spent I've spent more time over the past probably a week or so listening to episodes of this show.
Did you guys know we have done 60 plus of these? We've done more episodes than we have listeners.
This is a fantastic show.
If each listener listened one episode, we'd have 30 episodes no one listened to.
No, this is. But I laugh at this show. I hope other people laugh at this show. Can we get you, the loyal fan? That
both of you. If you each tell one more person about the show, we will have four non-associated
I think that needs to be the push
fans.
This week. We need to get more guys, more of our listeners actually promote our show. Because clearly we're not doing a very good job.
Tony, is there a chance that you actually follow our show on Facebook?
I do not know.
Yes.
Why don't you follow our show on Facebook?
Right? That's the point. So, yes, if we can get...
That hurts my feelings, Tony.
Maybe
no,
we can
I do.
Get,
I follow.
No, you don't. I don't think that you
I
do.
I do. I follow. I get those terrible status updates. I don't comment on them because when I comment, it shows up as me being part of the admin. So it shows up as me being Radio for Winners.
Oh, I can show you how. I can show you how to fix that. But I get what you're saying. But, yes, maybe we can get our fans to actually get and refer some people to listen to our show. I did it this past week, but that's a story for a later time as to who I referred. But let's see if we can get some people to actually listen.
Long story short, it was Johnny Manziel.
Radio for Winners, another episode, another week. Jeremy, Tony, and Don. Guys, how you doing?
Good.
Doing great. Not that anyone's surprised that we're not recording this show whenever they're listening to it. So we're recording this Thursday night during the NFL draft. Which I've never cared about in my whole life, but this year I'm super excited about it.
Did you get caught up in the hype of the extra week, extra 3 weeks from the time of the old
no,
draft?
No, I don't care. I just really miss football. So this is almost like football's on, even though it's not. I mean,
but
this is nothing.
There's so much going on locally in sports. The Orioles are number one
watching,
in the AL East. You
right,
got the Wizards are tied right now with the Pacers 1-1, right?
That's
I mean,
true.
There's a lot going on, but
there's
you
not,
can't wait for football.
No, I can't. I love football. Love it. Very
now, why did
they
push
it?
The draft up, or why did they push it back?
I think
year?
It was the way the NFL wanted to kind of hype the draft and keep the fever of the NFL alive and well for an extra 3 weeks because there's not a lot of talk about what goes on in the NFL.
No, no one ever talks about the NFL. It's like the forgotten sport.
Between the draft and
no
and
one's ever
camp,
talked about it
going on. But that's my understanding.
That's true. I mean, but all those things pale in comparison to what happened last weekend. Last week was a major like landmark in sports.
What happened?
Don got a record low in our NASCAR league. Geez. I've
we
never
said
seen.
We weren't going to talk about this.
Well,
by the way.
I told you I was, and you said no, you won't, and you can edit it out later, I guess. But so this is the lowest score anyone's gotten. You had five active drivers. None of them were overpicked, so they didn't give you 0 points. You, Jimmy Johnson, did. You did very well done. You got 48 points, Don.
Wow.
48 points.
And let me just
boom,
give you the strategy of what I
confetti.
Did. I just picked like five drivers that I just saw that I hadn't picked before, and that was my strategy, and
that's
I
a pretty good strategy.
I don't know what
you
you're
did,
doing,
you rocked
Don.
It.
So, first off, it's a restrictor plate track, right? So you have two restrictor plate tracks. You have Talladega, and you have Daytona. Those are they're crapshoot tracks. You can pick drivers, but you know when a wreck happens, it's a big wreck, and it tends to take out a lot of people. I had some top talent picked, and it looks like unfortunately
you lost four drivers in one wreck.
Apparently, yeah.
It yeah. was all at once. I saw you had one driver left, sitting at like 23rd.
And unfortunately, I was out at a work event that evening. And I did start seeing the Twitter going crazy, but I didn't have a chance to really respond. So My apologies. Apologies there, but
I mean that's 33 points away from a perfect low, Don. If you could pick the bottom five drivers, you actually would win. You'd get a dual prize pack. I'd be very impressed. Listen, and that actually goes out to everyone. If anyone in our league, all seven active players, if you can manage to score less than 48 points with five active drivers that aren't overused, you will win the Radio for Winner Losers Prize Pack. It may or may not be valued at
$5. I never said when we started this whole thing, I never said that I was going to win it. I never said that.
You actually did.
I know I did not.
And then you pulled your balls out and rubbed them on the table.
But you know really what? Listen, awkward. I did get. I know we don't have this on the old agenda there, but I did get a nice text message
from your mom. No, keep trying, Don. It's okay.
Saturday morning, 8:50 in the morning, and the text message reads this: the latest show sounds really good. Nice work running the board.
With love, Don's mom.
So that came from Tony.
Yeah, it sounded positive. Good. The board, the episode sounded fine. There were a few minor problems. One of them was my fault. The music was too loud. That was on me.
Now, what would your response be to Tony if he sent you a nice text message like that?
At 8:30 in the morning?
8:50 in the morning on a Saturday, sends you a very nice text message saying, you know, the latest show sounds really good.
I would
good.
Be
nice
waiting for the board. Other comment.
So my response was...
thank you. That was what we're talking about, Don.
Are you being a dick?
Well, that's why I was saying I'd wait for the second comment. It's like, the show sounds really good. Actually, I'm just kidding. It didn't even come out. I need to try listening to the show. It's just static for 45
so
minutes.
His response is, right? When I typed that, I felt that there was no way you would think I was being sincere. But I am. The show sounded very good. And it's due to the work that you put in.
Wow.
Now, he was being a dick with that message, I feel.
Well, I mean, probably. He was being a little condescending, but it is true. You did a good job on the last episode. I thought it sounded very good. I agree with Tony.
Well, I mean, I appreciate it. I can't tell if and Tony's being serious or he's being a dick.
I got some feedback as well that Tony sounds fairly good. It sounds just like they spoke before, almost like he's in the room. You can kind of tell, but it's not that bad. And that the, quote, Mexican song was way too loud.
Well, you messed that up, too,
that was my
right?
fault. Yeah, I did admit that was my fault.
You messed that up because the... what did you do? You accidentally turned your iPod off or something?
Right? I turned it up because it was quieter before, and then you turned the volume up. It doesn't really matter. But that was did get a lot of good comments. I'm very glad to hear about it. And what is that?
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
What are you people? On dope?
All right, we're back.
All right.
We're back.
Sorry about that. We had
technical
some
difficulties.
Audio problems.
Yeah, speaking of the audio issues that we were talking about, the praise that I was receiving there.
You canceled it all out.
I just maybe canceled
within
it.
3 seconds.
All right, back out.
So along with all the other feedback I got, just to rotate back to Don getting 48 points, we did get a message on our board for the NASCAR League from Curly Pube saying, I didn't change my drivers for 2 weeks and got 0 points for 2 weeks. I'm only 89 points behind Don.
Wow.
That's pretty terrible, Don. You're supposed to be the expert here.
You're in sixth place of a seven-person league.
Curly is not invited back here. and I think that we've stated that several times now. So we appreciate, Curly, your negative attitude. I again never claimed to be the expert here. I can advise you and guide you, I am trying, and you all are
I'm
not.
I'm trying. Please be gentle. What?
I don't like any of you. Again,
oh,
for the record.
Poor Don.
Wow. But yeah, that was the nice pleasantry that I received over the weekend from Tony there. So thank you, Tony, for your still yet to be determined sarcastic text message. So thank you.
Well, I can pretty much guarantee you won't be getting that same text message this weekend.
I think that you are probably right, and thank you. Thank you again.
Speaking of this weekend, even though I moved 2 weeks ago, I'll be back up in the Maryland area.
Wow.
Why aren't we doing this in person
this weekend? He's been very busy. Very busy.
What's he got going on?
I have that race
It's also Mother's Day weekend. I don't know what you've got going on, but I'm probably very busy.
I don't like my mother.
Well, that, wow, just, it's not about my mom, although.
Just kidding. My mom doesn't know how to listen to this podcast anyway, so it's fine. Yeah, well, what we couldn't do Saturday is not Mother's Day. Sunday's Mother's Day. When's the
He's
race?
Very busy.
When's the race?
A race is Saturday, but I'm not going to be able to record. I have too much stuff to do. Too much stuff to going on.
Man, that's going to be crazy. Last weekend, your wife came down there, and this weekend you're coming up here to where she is. It's almost like you're married.
And then I'll be up there again next weekend.
What's next weekend?
No, I'm not making that up. I'm not
kidding. What?
Hey, real fast, when we were talking about, I actually have been listening to the podcast because I've been recording, so I listened to last week's episode. Remember we were making the joke about, you know, Tony being far away, you could pay, you know, $100 to come in and sit in on the podcast?
Yeah.
You said that it would be now the podcast hosted by Tony, Jeremy, and Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the point wasn't to get rid of me. The point was to get rid of Tony.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, the secret's out.
Thanks a lot.
The secret is out.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
this whole time I'm trying to make people pay $100 to be you.
All right, whatever.
So when your wife came down last weekend, you do anything exciting? Anything new?
Yes,
in Nashville?
We did on Friday night. She wanted to go see the Drum Circle. Asheville every Friday for a number of years has a drum circle going on in downtown where people beat on a drum. And then there's other people that don't have drums, so they're just kind of hanging out and
like
dancing.
You?
Yeah, I don't have a drum.
How do you
so,
dance to a drum circle?
And then there's a lot of people watching. What's that?
How do you dance to a drum circle?
You know, you would think like it's not really something you can dance to, and it's really not. It's like going to a Renaissance festival and you hear the drumming there. It's basically the same kind of sound, and I don't know how these people dance to it. I guess they're all high, but they're dancing and... And everybody's having a blast, now, except for me. I wanted to go eat.
How old are the people at the drum circle?
They range from like hippies in their 60s to like college age.
Is there a big college there?
It is. I guess UNC Asheville's right around
Asheville.
So like Friday nights are kind of young. It's not really that much fun. Yeah. And then
I can't believe you went to a drum circle. How long did you stay at the drum circle?
About 9 minutes, and then I was like, hey, we should get a table in this restaurant right here by the drum circle before the drum circle ends, and then everybody else heads over to that same restaurant. So I was able to use that to convince my wife to leave.
Did she have a drum?
No.
She came out with her collection
of
drums.
Drummers or dancers.
Are you thinking about buying a drum?
So wait, if you guys are not drummers or dancers, why would you go to a drum circle?
To watch the weirdos. Why wouldn't it's people watching? Why wouldn't you go watch a bunch of weirdos drumming a drum and dance for no reason at all?
That's why I went to Burning Man.
it was a spectacle.
I saw some great pictures. You have a bowling alley in your building.
We do. That was built for World War I soldiers.
It's a historic bowling alley.
Tony, hate to interrupt here real fast, but we're going to come to you live with some breaking news right now.
Live breaking news. You'll know
that
by
you
Saturday
will know
or Sunday,
by Saturday or Sunday. But this is live breaking news for us with the 17th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft. The Baltimore Ravens pick C.J. Mosley, inside linebacker from Alabama. That is a fantastic pick.
That's
that that strengthens up the line there, which is what the Ravens need. It's a fantastic pick. Back to your great story about your bowling alley in your basement.
Actually, I believe that wasn't even his story. That was you asking if it was there, and then you interrupted him.
I'm sorry. I laugh at myself.
Very important question, Tony. What's your favorite food? Hey, wait. While you're talking, I have something to tell you.
Actually, I got some bad news for you guys.
Uh-oh.
You know I'm a fan of chicken
I'm
wings.
Quitting the podcast. Click.
But you would still make it Tony, Jeremy, and Steve.
I would.
Yeah.
You would just be Tony.
All right, your bad news.
Yeah, so you know I love chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Rocky's Hot Chicken Shack.
I'm sorry?
This place called Rocky's Hot Chicken Shack.
Okay.
And it's like they're basically hot wings.
But I like I like the shack piece of it.
Yeah. Like, well, you know, it's
no. I'm not. That's a positive thing. I mean, to me, that sounds like it's a hole with amazing wings.
Yeah, and it wasn't. It was just like a regular place, but you get there, and I'm thinking, well, this place has like all these amazing Yelp reviews, so it has to be better than Bonchon. Because when you had Bonchon for the first time, I'm not sure if you were like me, Jeremy, but when I had it, I almost had an experience that was like a that was, I don't know how to describe it.
An adult erotic experience.
All inspiring. If I had to choose between sex and Bonchan, there's a good chance I might choose Bonchan.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
It was that good.
It was very good. You brought it even cold. It was cold. It sat in your car for 2 hours because there was traffic, and still I thought this is the most incredible chicken I've ever eaten.
Yeah. So I mean, there's a certain level for chicken wing that I now expect, and you know, I'm not expecting every chicken place to be as good as Bonchan, but it has to be up there. And this place had these incredible reviews, like everybody's saying, "Oh, it's the most amazing chicken ever." I get it, and it's like, yeah.
Is it a good hot wing though? Because Bonchan was good, but it was almost like General Tso's hot wings. Like it was very good, but they're almost candied hot. It's not just hot.
These are okay, like hot wings, but they're not. It's almost like fried chicken that you would like make on your own. So it's like they're big pieces, but it's not really that great.
Man, everyone listening cannot wait for our over the internet wing challenge.
Can you?
It's going to be incredible.
I'm
going to have to mail them to you. We'll mail them priority mail.
How could we get those?
The Fits at Chips box, 580. We can ship them to Tony. He can get 6 wings. Mm. That'll be cold, probably gross. And I'll trust the postal service.
There's got to be a way to ship them. Don't you think?
Maybe that's our business. We'll ship hot
probably wings. Oh, I was thinking, though, we should have a Bonchan down here. We would make a lot of money.
How big of a franchise is the Bonchan? Because I've never heard of it before.
I think they have about probably 30 restaurants in the States, if that. They're very, very small. It's mainly East Coast, though.
Okay.
But something we should do, guys.
Maybe we could come down there and do the show from Asheville.
We should definitely do that. Jeremy, I know, has been looking forward to it.
Anything that gets me out of my house, I'm down. Anytime I can leave my house.
The pizza here is great. And the craft beers are amazing.
That's what they say about Asheville, the pizza capital of the East Coast.
I thought it was the craft beer capital of the East Coast.
It actually is known as Beer City, but you got to eat while you drink, especially when you're old.
But you're not drinking and or eating.
Well, not right now, but I have been all week.
Oh, okay. All right. I wonder how fat Tony's going to get while he's down there.
They have amazing trails I've been running, so...
Yeah,
I'll probably try to stay in shape.
And I'm pretty sure he's probably not out socializing.
Trails between fried chicken restaurants.
I mean, you must have what, like 20, 30 friends by now down there?
I have a bunch of friends now. We're actually starting another podcast down here called Radio for Winners with actual audio. It's a long title, though.
I'm not going to upload this one anymore. This is over.
Wow.
We're just going to do it at Don's house and never upload it.
It'll still be Tony, Jeremy, and Steve.
It's gonna be real good.
Have you met anybody while you've been down there?
Met any nice boys?
Any new friends or anything?
You know, I've met like neighbors, but no one I really have like, hey, let's hang out. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not. I'm a bitter person.
You know, it's amazing how he's met friends over the years. Don't you think? Like, how did you know?
How did I meet Tony?
Yeah.
Court mandated classes. No. We hung out at a bar, and then eventually we decided that we would live in the same house because that's what alcoholics should do.
See, that's the thing, is that Tony's met all of his acquaintances via places that he's, I guess, met people at a bar. But he doesn't hang out at bars really much that much anymore. Does he?
That is true. That is true. I don't.
I'm talking about now like I do. He's not here.
Well, he's not here, but...
How is the craft beer down there? Because I don't really think of Asheville as the beer capital of the world.
I think per capita, it's like the most breweries per
capita. There's what's the
seven breweries per person?
Yeah,
it's everywhere. Retarded. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm like sometimes I talk. I'm like, what am I even talking about?
I have to look up per capita after this is over. Make sure
the most
I what I
breweries per capita, though.
You know, in Baltimore,
they have 13
liquor stores for every human being in Baltimore.
Now that I believe.
Now down here, taxpaying human down being. Here in bam. Asheville, down here in Asheville. We have 3 breweries for every human being down here.
Wow.
And in the soon-to-be apartment complex that I live in that was built as, and what was it built as? An old...
historic inn.
An old historic inn. It's got a bowling alley and craft beer for everybody to partake in.
It's the worst accent ever.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
I'll tell you flat out.
I'm telling you. It's pretty close. It's not as good as my Chewbacca Jerry Seinfeld last week.
I did get a lot of comments that everyone loved the Sterling or Radio for Winners game. I believe that other people were offended by it.
Wow. What
were
other people
offended by it?
Yeah, people were offended by it. It was a little racy. I heard there was
offended by it.
Some racist tones.
Jeremy was.
A lot of people. It was all over the internet. All over Twitter. It was raging on the internet.
It was a Twitter.
Hashtag down with RFW.
That's Tony's new show down in
down with RFW. But that does tie back into the question you asked me earlier this week. Do I think that people are getting offended too easily now? Are we in that culture?
Yeah, you know, I was just watching basketball the other night with Charles Barkley at the end of like the game. He was talking about San Antonio. I think it was during halftime, something like that. And he was basically just making fun of the women in San Antonio, saying, you know, they're overweight. And so there was a group, and I have to find a group's name, of a group dedicated to the advancement of like fat people.
Where's that based out of?
I don't know. I gotta look it up while we're on here. But they came out against Charles Barkley's statement. I thought it was very insensitive.
The NXXCP.
And by the way, what was the city again that he was talking about?
San Antonio.
Okay. All
right. It was kind of mumbled.
San Antonio.
Home of the Spurs, San Antonio.
I thought he said San Giorgio. I thought we were talking about pasta.
Well, Tony, do you follow Patton Oswalt on Twitter?
I do. Okay, so it's the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance, also known as NAAFA, founded in 1969. So it's been around for quite a while.
That's pretty awful.
Yeah.
But anyway, so but back to
the... A fat organization that was founded in 1969.
According to what they say here, yeah.
69.
Yeah, we get a dollar every episode of 69. You think it's a hilarious joke. You're way into those jokes.
I'm trying to be racy again.
That's officially the worst joke we've ever had on the show.
He'll be sending out Rickrolling videos shortly.
But anyway, did you see... So Patton Oswalt on Wednesday put out a bunch of like fake apologies for jokes he never made. And so now all these people all over Twitter were upset about it because they thought he made the original jokes that he clearly didn't make.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that was one of those things where, you know, people are like, why are you getting offended? He didn't even say anything. And people are still like, but just saying you might have made a joke about, in this case, it was rape. Making a joke about not making a joke about rape is still a rape joke. And everyone gets all offended. And it's like, how do you, I mean, at what point is it just too much where you're like, you know what, forget it. I'm just not going to tweet. I'm not going to post anything. I'm not going to talk. We'll just talk about current events in the most bland, boring way possible. I mean, he didn't say anything. In fact, by not saying anything, people are mad because he insinuated he might have said something, even though he didn't. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, this stems, I think, our original conversation from Saturday Night Live last weekend when Leslie Jones, who's like a new cast member, went on and basically like said the joke was due to her size that she would be like a pick by slave masters due to her size and, you know, being
for
a female and,
stock,
and being
right.
as large as she is. And... like, I see the joke there, but then, like, somehow the people were offended by that because they felt like it was inappropriate for her to say that. But, I mean, come on. At some point, people have realized that Saturday Night Live is going to do that kind of satire. There's really no reason to...
Right, and it's not on... It's on late at night. No one watches it anyway. But even the people do, it's not like anything on it's serious. It's not serious news. It was done during their news segment. And clearly, you know, she's making a joke, but at the same time, I don't know. It's ridiculous. I can't believe people get offended by all this stuff. That's the other thing that people are really offended by online is the trans community. Apparently,
like trans, like
transsexuals or people that have just different sexual. No, trans am fans.
That's what I thought it was. Like fans of the Bandit.
They get super offended online. All these trans am people.
Man, people don't have CB ratings.
I didn't understand it. I didn't get it at all. But yeah, no, that's just another group that, you know, if you say anything, even if you're trying to be nice or trying to understand, or if you're like, look, I don't understand this, they're like, well, it's none of your business. And I'm like, okay, well, then don't ask if we have any questions or anything like that.
Let's come together as a society and have some compassion.
Let's all just find one group to hate. That's what
I
like.
It's just a pussification of America. That's what it is.
It's you and...
That's Tony's new podcast down in Nashville. Pussification of America.
Like everyone has this fake outrage.
So yeah, it's just a reason to get angry over nothing. I mean, it's just words.
It's just words.
Biting commentary.
This is it. This is everyone comes to Radio for Winners for the straight biting commentary.
Biting commentary?
Biting commentary.
What does that mean?
I don't know at all. But you know what it could be time
for?
We
should change the subject because we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, no, we're getting ready.
Let's talk about Radio for Winners and the news. This is every week we'll find some items that aren't things that we just talked about and had no real idea what we're talking about. And we find other things we've read a little bit about ahead of time so we're not just mumbling incoherently for 30 seconds. So the first news item we have.
This is my favorite part of the show.
Don, you've never watched Game of Thrones?
I have not.
Okay, well, I'm going to ruin all of it for you now.
Okay.
Tony, you watched Game of Thrones. In fact, you sent me this news article.
Yes.
Is this the show with the guy from Elf?
What?
Yeah.
The guy from Elf?
Yeah, isn't that the Game of Thrones?
Which guy from Elf are you talking about?
The movie Elf.
Artie Lang.
No. The guy that was the elf.
That's Will Ferrell. He's not in this.
No, but remember he called the little midget guy Elf?
Oh, my God.
I have no idea if that's him or not.
He's talking about Tyrion. He's talking about Peter Dinklage.
I didn't know Peter Dinklage was in Elf. I've only seen Elf like twice.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I have it, right?
Then, yes. Yeah. He's one of two dwarf actors.
Artie Lang is King Joffrey.
Yeah, I didn't mean to call it. I didn't mean to say
Artie Lang is an incredible King Joffrey.
Yeah, dwarf actors. Yeah, that's him, right? He's a very good actor.
Anyway, people are naming their children now after people on Game of Thrones, but the one that they use in the article is that apparently last year, and let me get the numbers to make sure, I don't want to be inaccurate. I mean, that's embarrassing. Last year, 146 people named their child Khaleesi, which is actually not even a name, it's a title.
Like the Khaleesi.
Like if I name my kid King or Lord, but it's a made-up title. Khaleesi's not a real thing, so... Okay. These people just named their kid after that, which is, it's a little bit embarrassing. I don't think that, Game of Thrones is good, but it's not timeless. I don't think 30 years from now we're talking about Game of Thrones. Like what if you named your kid like Tony Soprano, right? 5 years ago, that might have seemed like it was cool, maybe.
now it would just be
like, okay, whatever. So
would
you name your kid Khaleesi?
Would you name your baby Tony Soprano, or would you just name him Tony?
Nope, Tony Soprano, the first middle name, and then your last name. Anyway, I don't know. I don't think, first off, the fact that it's not a name bothers me. But even if that was a name, even if they named their kid Tyrion Lannister Johnson.
Well, there's a lot of weird names out there. Like, we were on vacation.
This is about to say a racist turn.
When we were on vacation, what is it, Nevia? Have you heard that name? It's heaven backwards.
Racist turn.
It's religious. But
anyway, you got to make sure you give your kid something.
Have you heard this name, Nevia? It's hammer backwards. I'll tell you, it's flat out. I thought it was beautiful.
Anyway, that's why I named my kid Gordon Shumway. In Brazil, during a soccer event, someone was killed when someone threw something outside of the stadium onto a group of people on the field. And you might think that thing was heavy, but it was. It was, in fact, a toilet. How do you throw a toilet? Happen? I mean, I read the article, and I can't figure out if they, like, ripped the toilet out of the stall. They didn't really say in the article that I read on it. It just seems like someone, like, snuck a toilet into a stadium and then threw it off the top, and it hit somebody full speed.
I'm a big fan of Brazil.
Stop that.
Have you been to Brazil?
I've never been to Brazil.
You're not that big of a fan.
No. But they have got it together.
I love their nuts.
They are... They have got it together over there with the upcoming...
You know what we used to call those nuts? Brazil nuts. What did you think I meant?
D's nuts? Is that what you're going to say?
Anyway.
They have the World Cup coming up, and they have the Olympics coming up, and then the IOC was over there recently, and they said that they are so far behind, it's the worst situation they've ever experienced.
Even worse than Russia this last year.
Yeah,
they said that was just as bad.
They don't have buildings even started under construction, and this thing's getting ready to happen in next summer, I think, right? 2016?
No. Two summers from now.
No,
it's only 2014 right now, Don.
Yeah, 2016. Oh, it's 14. 2 years?
The World Cup is in like 2 months.
Oh. What is this summer? Did we have Winter Olympics this year?
Am I on the wrong podcast? is there a live show going on right now?
What did we have this year? We had Winter Olympics this year.
Don?
I think I may have.
Next year is 2016. In the summer, we've already had summer. That's good. We have had a summer, but not in 2015. And...
Yeah, so the World Cup has come up in 2 months in there. They're not prepared.
And they threw a toilet.
That's the part I'm still amazed at.
How do you unbolt a toilet
Probably a wrench. Yeah.
Yeah, but I got to take a clear plastic bag with me to an NFL game, but you can take wrenches to a soccer game in Brazil?
I think they just brought the toilet in. They just dressed it up.
If you did unbolt it, how are you still angry after doing all the work to unbolt it?
Yeah.
And then lifting it, carrying it through a crowd of people. Like, I'm so angry.
And you have to be really angry to get the energy to actually physically throw a toilet a pretty long distance.
And you know it wasn't a clean toilet.
No.
So they had to pick up and move a dirty toilet.
Yeah.
A dirty public urinal.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's the sadder part of the story. Is that
was it a urinal? Because that is, was it a urinal or was it a toilet?
No, it was a full toilet, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Not that it matters. Both of them were swearing. Both of them hurt a lot.
Yeah, but yeah, it's going to take a lot more to take a... I would think a urinal off of a wall.
Well, speaking of urinals, Don, this brings us to our last Radio for Winners in the News item. A man in Tokyo was arrested for driving a taxi cab, forcing women to eat food that made them go to the bathroom, and then forcing them to go to the bathroom in his cab because it gave him sexual pleasures. Oh, bad cut.
Oh, that was
I'm sorry.
Bad cut.
Bad cut.
What happened there?
A little bit of the screen
pulled
away.
What was this guy doing again?
So there's a man in Tokyo.
By the way, the transition there was unexpected, but yet awesomely transitioned.
Awesomely
from
terrible.
From urine to a Japanese guy peeing and getting people to pee on him in cabs.
Not pee on him. He's a cab driver. He's a cab driver in Tokyo. And what he would do is apparently. So let's role play. I'm a gnome, and
I'm not role playing.
You'll
you
be
on
a
this.
Cleric. Tony, you get in a cab, and you're a female, and all of a sudden, the driver turns around and goes, hey, man, why don't you have some of these crackers? Would you eat those crackers?
Probably not.
I mean, think about every cab you've ever been in. If the cab driver, like in Vegas, they're nice cab drivers. They're clean. They're fine.
Yeah, but
still
I'm
wouldn't eat a bunch
food.
Of crackers from them. That seems really weird. Yeah. I didn't want them to tell me what strip clubs to go to. I certainly don't want to eat crackers from them. But let's say you did eat them. Well, apparently he laced them with diuretics, and it forced them to go to the bathroom. And so he would essentially say, look, I'll cut your price in half.
Was that a train?
Yeah, I have a train here. It's in my pocket.
Yeah, sorry, guys. there's a train here.
What the hell is going on?
We can pause the podcast. Dude,
no. Oh, I'm not pausing it. I'm just questioning. Do you live by the train tracks?
Oh, yeah.
Tony is a hobo. He's living on the train.
Jesus.
It's loud, too. It happens like 4 times a year.
Live from a boxcar outside of Asheville. Radio for Winners.
The best and only apartment complex in Asheville is next to the train tracks.
It's a historic train tracks.
Well, weird thing.
So basically, he would charge them half if they would urinate on a sheet in his cab because it brought him sexual pleasure. That's weird all around.
Well,
so
I mean, if you
clean up the cab.
Well, I mean, it's his cab. I guess if you just put on a sheet, you just throw the sheet out or take the sheet home and hug it or whatever he's doing with it.
Yeah, but I mean, if you.
I don't find peeing all that sexy, Don.
Yeah, but
all aboard.
Tony's all aboard. That's good to know.
You know, if you got to get your jolly somehow, I mean, you know, that's how he got his.
I've watched a lot of episodes of Taxi Cab Confessions on HBO. Never once have they peed in the cab.
This is why I rent cars.
So those are the most pressing news items in the world. You'd think there's a lot more going on, but there's not. That's it.
No.
Oh, man.
That is it. So my son, totally off news items, my son was I got a note that he was fighting in school. He's only two. So fighting in school, he was pushing kids down and then just like standing there staring at them. And generally
how old is he now?
He's two and a half.
And he's pushing kids down.
Right. Now, here's the thing. I mean, he's my oldest, so I don't have a lot of experience, except that I remember that everything with me as a kid was about fighting, but I had two brothers. Now, Don, did you have a brother?
I didn't have a brother. I had a sister.
Is she hot?
No.
Okay.
I mean, she's my sister. I don't think...
Does she look like you with a wig?
I don't know. I don't look at my sister that way. Can we move on? Why am I talking about this?
Well, next time I expect photos, Don. Anyway, so my kid, I mean, I had younger brothers, so we fought all the time, so I just remember fight was normal. Like, not real fights. They're not like... punching each other in the face, but just pushing him over and stuff. And
I would do that with my sister.
I mean, but you have a son. Did he get like go into a bunch of fights and things?
He likes to growl at people. Like,
well, that's fine. That's a little weird, but he's not actually like
no
attacking them.
He will clench his fist. I think he just doesn't know what to do with it yet. But no, he's not attacking anybody at school or anything like that. No.
Is it wrong that I'm kind of happy about it?
I think that you're teaching him a valuable lesson that needs to be passed on from generation to generation. I just don't know if two is the right age to start.
Well, I didn't teach him. Although we do watch Bloodsport every day.
That's it.
I watch it every day, and he actually did. He kicked sand in this dude's face and then just kicked him like roundhouse.
What was the actual specific incident?
My wife came to pick him up, and she saw him like walk in, just pushed a kid down to the ground, and then stood there and stared at him.
Like so down to the ground. He enjoys it.
Yeah, I think he's got a problem.
I think that he might.
But then today, I went to pick him up from school, and other kids had bitten him. So maybe, well, maybe I think the school is just out of control.
Maybe you should think about that.
Are they? Do you think they're actually just setting up underground fighting rings?
Maybe you
for
should,
my son.
Let's see. Maybe you should think about.
That just means I need him to win, and put money on him.
You should think about really switching schools.
Well, that's fine. Another week, Radio for Winners coming to an end. Hope you guys enjoyed this wonderful episode. So many things going on before the next show. One of us is going to get our penis cut off. Talk to you next week. Two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.